Old Testament story come to mind?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Where is Sodom? I wonder. Okay. Where he's standing in the river is 500 yards from the traditional site, the newly discovered site of Sodom. And it's a tell that looks over behind you. So John is preaching a fiery message with memories, Sodom and Gomorrah, and he says things like this. John said the crowds that came to him to be baptized, even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down. And what? Now, where's the best place on the planet to deliver that sermon? What's behind you? Well, it turns out that behind him is, in fact, the place. This is Tal el-Haman excavation. And if you remember where Bethany beyond the Jordan is, they're exactly the same. Okay, just to make it clear, John's here. What do you think that is?
Wow.
That's Sodom. Location, location, location. Could he have picked a better spot? Could he have picked a more symbolic spot?
How does he know that it's Sodom?
Recent archaeological excavation, Emil waved to us. His daughter Heather is a part of the excavations of that. Matter of fact, who was the guy who came and spoke to us a couple years ago?
University of New Mexico.
Yeah. When he was here probably about 3 years ago, he was sharing us what they were doing there, and at that point it was very controversial. What's happened in the 3 or 4 years since then is it's now become widely accepted that this does fit all of the descriptions. Now, is it? Do we find Sodom written on the side of the wall? No. But we find a lot of things, including 18 inches of cinder, burnt kind of thing. It dates from the time period. It fits. Anyway, there's a growing consensus. And by the way, about two or three miles away to the north and east, they've now recently identified what they think is likely the place called Gomorrah. Used to, they would think of those as being the south end of the Dead Sea, but more recently, it would fit there. Again, here's the deal. Even if it's not, if the people at the time thought it was, good enough, okay. In the wilderness, at the Jordan, near Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, who came to John? This gets interesting. Large numbers of people come out of the wilderness to hear John be baptized him. So we've seen this from Mark, Judean countryside, from the city of Jerusalem itself, large numbers. Luke confirms the crowds and gets really interesting because Luke adds two groups, tax collectors and soldiers. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they ask him, "Teacher, what should we do?" Soldiers ask him, "And we, what should we do?" Now, work with me here. Who do tax collectors and soldiers work for? Rome or the temple authorities collaborating with Rome. If those people are going out and being converted, is that an issue? A huge issue. Your base. You're losing your base. So this may be one of the reasons why Herod gets so concerned. They're Herod's retainers. Herod relied on them to run the country. And that's if they're up north or on the eastern side. If it's actually in Judea itself, it would be Rome. Why John was killed by Herod? We have two different versions of this. Gospels tell us he was killed for criticizing Herod's marriage. And his reign, it's probably not the smartest thing to do with a despot king. So in Luke 3, but Herod the ruler had been rebuked by John, speaking truth to power, always a good thing to do. Because of Herodotus, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done. Because of this, Herod shut up John in prison at a place called Machaerus on the far side on top of a hill. There were other reasons that Herod's temple years would have been want John dead. Josephus tells us that Herod perceived John as a threat not because of his preaching, but for an entirely different reason. So this is another little insight into Josephus and John. Now, many others came in crowds to John. They were greatly moved by hearing his words. Herod feared the great influence John had over the people, that it might give John the power and the inclination That will get you killed. That will get you killed. So Josephus, and either way you look at it, Gospel of Josephus, John was not one of those people who watched what he said. He was one of those people who said what he believed. Okay. For the crowd seemed ready to do anything John would advise. And that's a frightening scenario to really mind. So Herod thought it best to put John to death, preventing any mischief he might cause, sparing himself any difficulties that should arise if he were to wait until it was too late. So that's plausible, isn't it? That's entirely plausible. So the New Testament opens with John the Baptist suddenly appearing on the Jordan River, evoking these memories of Elijah. One of those is going to come to John and join his movement as Jesus of Nazareth. He's going to come to the Jordan, be baptized in him, and here's what the Gospels tell us. It is John's baptism of Jesus that launches the ministry, that launches Jesus' ministry. And from there, the Gospels will go. So next week, we're going to turn to that story. We've actually got, how'd this happen? We've got 20 minutes.